Good morning, Astro Consciousness, and welcome to another week. I am here to give you your astro forecast for July 6th through the 11th. Finally, we can say that we are technically out of eclipse season, and that is because of the new moon in Cancer of July 9th. So just so you know, different astrologers use different rules to determine eclipse season, right? So you hear me say that a lot. You probably read it in other places a lot as well, where they mention eclipse season. It's eclipse season. But what actually determines the length of time of that season? Like I said, different astrologers use different rules. This particular rule that I'm going to share with you, I learned from another astrologer many years ago. And it is that the new moon before the first eclipse of the two and the new moon after the second eclipse of the two determine the season of the eclipses. So this eclipse season has been happening since May 11th because it was the new moon in Taurus and it was the first new moon before the first eclipse, which was on May 26th. And this new moon that we're going to have in Cancer on July 9th is the first new moon after the second eclipse, which was on June 10th. Okay. Now, I happen to really, really like this time frame because it's clear, it represents beginnings, but at the same time, it represents a lot of letting go in the middle so that we can really begin from a completely different space within us. And I say completely different space within us because I've shared with you before that eclipse seasons are transformative. They really, really are. I heard another astrologer also several years ago describe eclipse seasons as great changes and great releases. And so that may seem very simple, but after you guys have experienced this eclipse season with me and everything that we have studied together and what it's represented, I think that that is a really great, simple and concise explanation of eclipse seasons. So what does it mean that this week technically ends eclipse season? That now we're going to go back to May, to issues, subjects, relationships, stuff that we were dealing with in May, and not only look at that from really a completely different perspective, but perhaps make different decisions than the ones we thought we were going to make. This is especially true because also this week, Mercury finally changes signs and goes into Cancer at the end of the week. Mercury has been a major player in this eclipse season. One, because the North Node, which is an evolutionary point in the sky, which technically we're meant to aim towards, karmically we're meant to aim towards and evolutionize towards, is in Gemini. And Mercury rules Gemini, and it has been in Gemini for, my goodness, at least 8 weeks already. So this week is really a turning of the page. So one thing that I want you to notice is that this week, one of the cosmic lovers, which is Venus, is going to have similar connections to what Mars, her counterpart, had last week. Mars and Venus represent the masculine and feminine energy, balanced energy within all of us. Currently in Leo, we're being nudged, we're being urged, we're being, you know, kind of poked by the cosmos. Express what rings true to your heart now. And expression can be something, yes, artistic. It can be singing, dancing, drawing, painting. But expression is simply presenting ourselves to life for what rings true to our heart now. This can represent having conversations. This can mean that we're dating differently, that we're working differently, that we're working for ourselves. This can mean that something finally went off inside and we realize I need to do something about certain habitual patterns. I need to talk to someone. I need to talk to a therapist, to a coach, because this is how I show myself the most authentic self-love. It has been a time that has revolutionized us within, and I dare to use the word revolution because Uranus is involved. So that's my intro to this week. Now let's get into the alignments for the week. Look, Monday, if you follow me on social media, you will understand what Monday was about, which is the Sun in Cancer creating a sextile to Uranus in Taurus. This is about the recognition of what feels familiar, familial, comforting, and nurturing, and understanding that after an eclipse season like the one we had, there are things that have been familiar, and comforting that will no longer be, that we have to essentially liberate ourselves from. So again, you've read my post from Monday, July 5th on my Instagram, you'll understand exactly what that day was about. Tuesday, July 6th, we have Mercury in Gemini create its last square to Neptune in Pisces, okay? If you have heard the monthly forecast for July, you'll understand that Mercury had two other connections to Neptune before. And this was all during this Mercury retrograde period, during this eclipse season. So one thing to remember is that when planets create the same aspect to one another, and they create it more than twice, it is because these planets are reiterating a theme that the cosmos find it important for us to know. In this case, this is Mercury, now direct, not retrograde, which it was at the time that it had its second square to Neptune. And on its first one, it was already in shadow phase, right before it headed into retrograde period. Now, Mercury is direct, ready to move on to a different sign by the end of the week. Mercury creating a square to Neptune represents the inability to see clearly. It represents the fact that we don't have all the facts and that there is still information that we need in order to move forward. But the fact, and look, this is very much my own interpretation of this last square between Mercury and Neptune. The fact that we are in a week in which Venus in Leo is asking to be expressed. The Sun in Cancer wants to be expressed from this new vantage point. Last week, we had Mars in Leo create action, make us feel this urge to move and to act and to move forward. And Mercury this week, at the end of the week, is going to change signs. This last square between Mercury and Neptune, to me, doesn't necessarily represent not having all the facts, not having all the answers. It really can manifest in the potential of denial. At this point, we have all been through so much. We have all experienced a lot in a really short amount of time. I believe that we have more clarity than we have all year. But here's the thing. Just because we don't know how to manage or perhaps handle all the clarity that has now come to us because it requires that we move in a different direction, this energy can manifest in denial of where we actually are, in denial of what we actually have to do to move forward with something that rings true to our heart. Look, this is important because, like I said, Uranus is involved in all of this as well. Uranus represents liberation from construct. We all say that we want liberation from any kind of construct. We don't want to be told what to do. We want to walk to the beat of our own drum. We want to be free. We want to do what we love for a living. We want to have the types of relationships that we want to have. But we are working against years of conditioning, perhaps an entire lifetime of conditioning. And here we are, we find ourselves alive and being in 2021, which is a year that, historically speaking, and in the bigger spectrum, whether before or after, it is revolutionary. It is a shift. It is a shift in paradigm. It is a turn. we are trying to assimilate ourselves to this new paradigm shift. Something about it is alluring. Something about it is extremely attractive because it promises, or it has the potential for, again, this ability for us to present ourselves as ourselves. And that sounds exciting, and that sounds great. But there is an immense amount of responsibility in developing this new sense of self, in developing our unique self, and more than that, in presenting and expressing ourselves exactly for who we are in a society that doesn't seem to move forward in that direction very quickly. So, Leo energy that is being activated again this week and really throughout the entire month with Venus and Mars is asking us to express ourselves despite the sting that may come from judgment from the outside. There's heaviness in that. There is heaviness in that. And so Tuesday's alignment of Mercury square Neptune, like I said, instead of lacking clarity, can manifest in the denial of our natural state of being at this point in time. It doesn't mean that we have to fall for that. It doesn't mean that we have to be in a space in which we're denying who we genuinely are. But it means that there is a bit of difficulty saying, this is who I am now. So be mindful of that, because this square isn't active just on Tuesday. It lingers on a little bit throughout the rest of the week. And what's really going to give us a break, and what's really going to feel like there's a weight lifted off our chest, is the fact that Mercury will go into Cancer. And once Mercury is in Cancer, what it wants to do is express what it feels, okay? So just be aware of that. And if any of this is resonating with you, think about how you might be resisting expressing yourself authentically in the fullest because you're afraid of what others might think, all right? And also remember that if this aspect can manifest in lack of clarity, then those around you aren't really clear yet as to how to receive this new version of you, all right? Now, also on Tuesday, July 6th, Venus in Leo opposes Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. Mars did this on July 1st. So you remember what I said last week, Mars was the one who was moving a lot, creating all these aspects, creating a little bit of commotion. And now this week, Venus comes with a different energy because Venus is feminine energy. It's receptive energy. This is absolutely nothing to do with whether you're a man or a woman. This is everything to do with, again, with the balance of those energies and those dynamics within all of us. Venus in Leo is very much the creative, very much about expressing the self in order to show love. Because remember, Leo is the sign of love. Now, Venus finding herself face to face, pretty much, with Saturn retrograde in Aquarius represents this pressure, this judgment that we might get from the outside, this opposition, essentially, that we might get from those around us who don't necessarily agree with where our life is headed now, or where our life has been heading, or the decisions that we've been making, especially life-changing decisions that have happened in the last now 8 to 10 weeks. So it's important to understand that any time that Venus has a connection to Saturn, it usually represents this blocking of expression of Venusian themes. And Venus represents love, relating, the beautiful, expression of creativity, worth, value. So in something like an opposition, again, where it's face to face, this means that two planetary bodies are at 180 degrees from one another. This is Venus and Leo saying, I am proud of who I am, and I receive all of the love that the world has to give me simply because I am who I am. But at the same time, if Venus represents receptive energy, then Venus has to also be aware that it's going to receive energy that it doesn't necessarily like. And that's okay. Look, another layer to all of this energy is karmically. Leo energy is here to teach all of us to shine in spite of what shines. So let me explain that. Leo is ruled by the sun, right? Leo came to this lifetime, or any Leo is born into any lifetime, to show and express its authentic self for everything that it embodies, for everything that it experiences. The person that really comes to mind anytime I think about Leo is Jennifer Lopez. And it's so easy. Think about how much Jennifer Lopez's entire life, especially her love life, is in the spotlight. For better or worse, she shows the great times. She shows when she's co-parenting. She shows when she is parenting someone else's children, and her children are hanging out with her partner's children. She shows all of the beauty of love, all of the beauty of inclusion. But then, my girl has had several breakups throughout, I don't know, the last 25 years, and we have seen all of them, engagement upon engagement, relationship upon relationship. She never fully tells why, but we can see that it was something very hurtful. This isn't by any means any judgment on anything having to do with J-Lo. I love her. But she is the perfect example of Leo's karma in this lifetime. And the point of that is to show vulnerability at every level. Every level, and being open with it. Leo energy teaches us that, because the sun shines no matter what. The sun brings a light to the rest of the world. So, for instance, Jennifer Lopez's love life, which has shown us the beauty and has shown us the ugly, how many people don't relate to that? How many people can say, oh, I've never been there, or I would never do something like that? Perhaps a few. But the point is that there is something very human. There is something very, very relatable and extremely vulnerable about us seeing the progression of her relationships, even if we don't know the details. We can all understand to some extent what she might be going through. So why is this important? Because Leo energy is asking that we express ourselves with our vulnerability, regardless of what that means. Expression, genuine, authentic expression, really stems from our willingness to be vulnerable. And so Venus creating an opposition to Saturn not only has the potential to manifest in the criticism of those around us for certain lifestyle choices that seem out of the ordinary and out of the box, and that have been made within the last 8 to 10 weeks. Little do they know, I mean, unless you decide to tell them and express that about yourself as well, little do they know that this is something that has been harboring within all of us, regardless of what this is, regardless of what that expression is, for many, many, many years. Many years, to the point where we never even gave it attention. To the point where we thought in the past, oh my God, that's a silly thought. Or what am I thinking that I could be that, whatever that is for you. So Saturn being in Aquarius, the sign of Aquarius showing us outside of the box, showing us that when we color outside the lines, there's a feeling of liberation about that. So what do we do? What do we do when we color outside the lines? What do we do when we feel uncomfortable, but we understand that the old no longer works? And that's where we're at. Okay, so Wednesday, July 7th, we have Venus, yet again, create a trine to Chiron in Aries. So the day before, she had an opposition to Saturn. There's a discomfort. I'm afraid of the critique of other people. I'm afraid of the critique that comes from myself. But come July 7th, she creates a trine. And mind you, July 7th, she creates a trine to Chiron in Aries. It doesn't mean that she's out of that opposition between Saturn, between her and Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. That opposition is active for several days. But think about this. If the opposition between Venus and Saturn is still active on Wednesday, July 7th, and on Wednesday, July 7th, she is creating a trine to Chiron in Aries, which represents there is a sting in this process of individuation of who I am. There is a sting in this process of who I'm becoming. And yes, there is some critique from myself. There is potentially critique from others outside of me who want to keep me in a box, who want to keep me living my life according to their terms and not my own. But I'm still moving forward anyway, because Leo represents pride. It represents integrity and commitment, because it's a fixed sign. So all of this, we are, for the first time in our lives, for a lot of us, honoring the relationship to ourselves and what rings true to us in a way that we haven't in a very, very, very long time. Not only is this, again, liberating, freeing, revolutionizing, but this is also something that takes time. One thing about eclipses is that they move things very quickly. And so when we come out of eclipses, we get so excited by all of the things that have unveiled themselves, whether they're good or bad. Because generally, when I talk to clients, and really from my own experiences as well, regardless of how heavy an eclipse season was, I tend to usually be grateful for everything that revealed itself to me. And then I can say, okay, this is how I'm going to deal with this from now on. During eclipses, these things happen really quickly. Life-changing things happen really quickly. The thing is that once we get out of eclipse season, things don't move as quickly because they're not meant to. We're meant to take some time to assimilate to this new reality, to this new pace of life, to these new belief systems. We're meant to really ease our way into functioning from a different place within ourselves. So it's important to understand that while we may be proud of who we are now, of who we discovered we are, of the type of life that we want to have, it's going to take some time in order for us to fully build that, to fully feel grounded in this new space within us. So don't rush the process, okay? On Thursday, July 8th, we have Venus in Leo create a square to Uranus in Taurus. This is also something that Mars already did last week. And here is Venus, the feminine counterpart of the zodiac, represents receptivity. In Leo, it represents the pride that comes with being in a relationship with ourselves in the way that we are. And so a square to Uranus emphasizes yet again this need for liberation from the old, from tradition, from the things that no longer serve us. Okay. Now, on Thursday, because I know that a lot of people start going out, it's, you know, a lot of people call it Friday Eve. Any connection between Venus and Uranus can definitely have a spark, a love at first sight with someone that you see across the room from the party or at the bar or at the coffee shop. And it's like, oh my God, all of the sparkle, all of the glitter, I see nothing else but you. Very fun, very fun, especially in Leo. We want to express our love. We want to express exactly who we are. But keep in mind that any connection that Venus tends to have to Uranus isn't indicative of a long-lasting connection. And be mindful, if you're not looking for something long-lasting, hey, have fun, have at it. Don't necessarily go out with the intention of, I'm going to have a click with someone and that's going to be it. But be mindful that it can happen. And this is really active the whole week and through the weekend as well. So have fun. But if you are someone who is in a space, who is looking for something long lasting, something long term, and you happen to have this manifestation of you just click with someone so well, take it slowly and see what happens. Okay. On Friday, July 9th, we have the new moon in Cancer. Technically ends the eclipse season, like I mentioned at the beginning of the audio. And this new moon in Cancer, it's a really good one. I will obviously have a class for it. And it's one that, although it's ruled by the moon because it's in Cancer and it's a lunar event, Uranus plays a really big role in this new moon. And when a new moon has the backing of a major league planet, right? One of the outer planets, but especially one like Uranus, it definitely represents a turning of the page and a cutting of cords. It's important to acknowledge that after this new moon, you will really begin to see the differences in your lives. You will really begin to see how all of the changes that happened within the last 8 to 10 weeks are going to finally begin to kind of settle into your life. And this new page in your life is going to really feel like the new normal, if you will. I hate to use that phrase, but it seems pretty appropriate right now. On Saturday, July 10th, we don't have very many major aspects. And if you're part of my Consciousness Circle membership, you will hear what the moon is doing over the weekend with my weekend forecast. Now, on Sunday, July 11th, Mercury finally goes into Cancer. And it will remain in Cancer till July 27th. Can you believe that? It's going to be in Cancer for about 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, maybe. And that's usually Mercury's transit through any sign. So this is also something else to note, that whenever a planet goes retrograde and it spends a ridiculous amount of time in comparison to its usual transit, it spends a ridiculous amount of time in one sign, it means that we are meant to not just review, not just go back and see what needs to be fixed. It needs to be, that part of our chart needs to be looked at closely and potentially from a different perspective. And I'm sure that we've all done that, especially in the Gemini parts of our chart. So rest easily and understand that we are really in the turning point of everything we have experienced in the last couple of months, okay? Have an amazing week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.